it all. We don't get 2 weeks vacation, but it's a full-time occupation. Yeah, it's full-time, yeah, it's full-time. I said it's easy to do, but it's hard to find. Standing upright, I do it all for you, to show you how to be cool, to show you how, yeah, to show you how. Well, you need somebody, and I'm here right now. Said I'm here right now. Well, a righteous ruler, baby. Well, I was born to be this way. A righteous ruler, baby, yeah.
It's Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am on the phone, thanks to the powers that be. My Skype is acting silly once again. Isn't that nice? So I guess the rest of my internet is working all right. Well, maybe it's not. So as I was coming on to the broadcast, everything just locked up. Ken tried to call me up, and then we get the good old, you know what it is. Anyway, so it's the 29th day of March, 2020. We've had a lot of things happen in the last week, as we discussed before. Let's see here. Let me try to get... I'm going to try to call Ken real quick, and we're going to see if this will work. Hold on, folks. All right, I'm on the air on Skype.
So I'm going to hang up my phone.
All right, Ken, am I sounding all right? All right, so I'm on the microphone and the good old Skype system. Bill Gates is Skype. Don't you love it? So anyway, we've had a lot going on. We have a lot, let's just say, on the cue board, this Federal Reserve stuff, where basically people are, hypothesizing that Trump and the Treasury, through various means, and it's very technical, are taking power from the Federal Reserve and concentrating it into the presidency and the Treasury. So the Fed is, we all remember Alan Greenspan's comments of the Fed having all of this kind of freedom to act separately from all the branches of government and so forth. So, you know, this is all over. Everybody's talking about it. The Q drops, of course. 3904, which was on the 27th, Patriots in control of the Federal Reserve System. And there's a link to a tweet from this individual called Iron Belly, RIP Federal Reserve. This is huge. This scheme essentially merges the Fed and Treasury into one organization. So meet your new Fed chairman, Donald J. Trump. and it's got a thing highlighted, the scheme, you know, and it talks about, I'm not going to get into all this, but it's fascinating, and it's got a lot of people talking and so forth and so on. Now, Ken, clip 10, that last one I sent you, and it's the first video on Jim Stone's site, and I'm going to set this up. And I'm going to, and this kind of really kind of parallels some of the things that I've been discussing here on the broadcast with callers and so forth and so on. So a lot of people are in a very similar, let's just say, modes of thinking about things that could happen under the umbrella of this lockdown that many countries are facing, including ours. Okay. So we talked about dissident extractions, undesirable extractions, so forth and so on. And then if you're somebody on the other side of the fence, basically arrests of the deep state traitors, the pedophile networks, and so forth and so on. But we have to realize this. Just because that might be going on, let's say there is some arrests of criminal networks, I'm talking high-level treason, you know, the Brennans and Clappers and the Obamas and the Clintons and syndicates and all this, that doesn't mean that their cronies don't have power over the level, you know, levels of government under the federal government, let's say at the state level and county level, municipal level. So you've got a de Blasio in charge of New York. You've got a Cuomo as the governor of the state, de Blasio, of course, the mayor of New York City. So while, let's say, networks are being taken down, let's say, in that city, you know, people have talked about the hospital ship being off the coast and people basically, let's say, headed for Gitmo. You know, you see all, you hear all this stuff. But at the same time, forces loyal to, let's say, their side of the house could be doing disappearing, let's say, patriotic, good Americans that are on the other side. So you see, there could be many different levels of warfare going on here to where good guys are getting disappeared by the bad guys at the same time that bad guys are getting disappeared by the quote-unquote patriots that, you know, the Q forces, the X-22s, and all the rest of these folks talk about. And so that's something that we have to realize. Now, up on Jim Stone's site, we have this, the first thing is a timing error in the genocide machine. Now proven, when they come to take dissidents and undesirables away, they will do it in hazmat suits, and it will be done in the name of coronavirus. And then, so we've all been seeing the, in China, okay, they talk about all these urns, and then they talk about all of these disappeared 20-some-odd million cell phone users, the Epoch Times and others. You know, this is being floated around all over the place. There were people being dragged out on various types of footage in Chinese allegedly leaked, you know, video clips and so forth of people reacting very hostile to being escorted out of their apartments and dwellings and so forth. People think that the virus killed all these people, but is this a Mao 2.0? Okay, so they're underreporting the deaths, and there could have been up to so many millions allegedly. But that'd be very quick killings, you know, in a very short number of weeks. And so you have to look at that as well. So underreports their deaths. So they kill a bunch of them. Are these social credit pariahs? Are these people deemed not very good citizens of the state and so forth? And so under the guise of coronavirus in Wuhan and other places in China, you have disappearances. Now, this is a video from Britain. People in hazmat suits show up to an apartment complex where a woman knew and cared for an undesirable. The people in hazmat suits arrived to post notices that the undesirable was dead from coronavirus, and the woman who took care of the undesirable saw him taken away by police to the hospital perfectly healthy immediately before the hazmat guys showed up to hang up the death notices. They stated he'd been dead for hours, and they were sent to put the notices up on people's doors. Obviously, that can't happen unless there's a genocide going on under the cover of coronavirus, and they screwed up the timing for this guy. Okay? So let's go ahead and play that, Ken, and let the people hear it.
Homeless man that we are told that just died. We've just seen the police take him away to the hospital. I'm filming this now. The police were just, you're in your community area, my building, and you're lying to us, spreading fear, telling us that this man died, and he's just been down there and saw that he is not dead. He has just been taken to the hospital by the police. He spoke to both the police and the homeless man. That man was a bit drunk. He asked him if he was okay, and he was fine. This was 5 to 10 minutes ago, and now you're coming up here, spreading lies and fear and telling me this man is dead, and he is not dead. This man is not dead. Take them letters, take them somewhere else, because that man is not dead. I've been feeding that man.
Wait.
He's lying.
Wait, can you stop putting that on? Because he's not dead.
Until you find out if this man's really dead and prove that, then you need to stop putting these letters on there.
Can I ask you to stop filming?
Can I ask your name?
I'm from One Housing.
You're from One Housing. Can I ask your name? When they put a letter under your door saying the man's dead, he's not dead, he's fine. The man is absolutely fine. The man's fine. He's putting letters under our door saying the man's dead. The man's not dead. He just saw him 5 minutes ago being taken by the police. Now, these are coming here in their little suits telling us this man's dead, and this man is not dead. We have just seen the police take him to the hospital 5 minutes ago. You are liars. You are spreading fear for no reason. No one died in this building today. Nobody died.
Can you let us respond?
Yeah, I have let you respond, and you've stood there and lied. You have?
Can you stop?
Okay, no. You're in my building outside my door causing fear amongst my community.
Right.
Okay, go on. So show me who died.
Okay.
It's a lot. It's legal. I'm illegally allowed to speak.
Okay, so you get the gist of it. So this is something that I've been, let's just say, kind of leery about is basically everybody being locked away, okay, in their homes. And so you have the ability for nefarious characters to carry out operations and extractions under the guise of this public health crisis, pandemic, whatever you want to call it. Now, a lot of people are calling it into question. And others, you know, like I got Mike Adams' site up here on Natural News. So he's carrying basically world coronavirus count, 722,000 infected, around 34,000 dead. And, you know, my thing is I don't like people in the alt media using the CDC and the Jewish media stats like their gospels. Just like I used to be very let's talk about when they were running all the false flag shootings, okay, all over Europe, the Bataclan and Sandy Hook and Charlie Hebdo, and I mean you start to forget about these the Olympia Mall, whatever it was in Germany. I mean, there's so many of these operations, the van, you know, killings and all that, that there was a lot of indicators that these were synthetic terror incidents carried out by, let's just say, your black ops characters. And just like a lot of people took that information spoon-fed, and they just go with the narrative of all these kind of, I'm not going to say all of them are hoaxes, but let's just say kind of synthetic operations. People are taking the government, media, CDC, all of their data as trustworthy. And I really dislike this paradigm. All right. So updated coronavirus projections for April, May, June, and July in the USA prepare for over 90,000 deaths in the first wave. So you're getting all these people that work in hospitals, you know, or I'm not going to say crisis actors. I don't know. I don't want to be that guy. But at the same time, I want to keep a balanced view of this. And, you know, later on when I open the phones up, you guys can kind of put your two cents in. And all of these deaths, a lot of people are worried about blowing the numbers way up by saying people that are dying of other causes, they're throwing the COVID-19 albatross around the person's neck. Okay, so that's another way. The false positives on the test, which we've talked about. And now you could have tinkering going on by, let's just say, county morgue officials, you know, being leaned on by certain shadowy figures in their own governments, and then of course the federal government leaning on them to embellish the numbers and people that didn't die of this, you know, saying that they died of it and so forth and so on. Okay, so now Trump has allegedly extended this, you know, I guess lockdown, whatever you want it, social distancing, stay at home type of paradigm to April 30th. Okay, so it went from Easter on the 12th for another 18 days to the April 30th. Okay, so we talked about that sacrifice window last few weeks of April. All the blood sacrifices and crazy events, all the shootings and bombings and all this other stuff. Okay, this sacrifice window. So now Trump has extended this kind of shelter in place paradigm for the country into the end of this sacrifice window. Now there are people saying that this is all to keep people safe, you know, keep the sheeple safe from mass casualty events by the panicked traders. They're going to want to lash out and cause a bunch of mass casualty events. And so therefore, this is kind of like a play of the Patriots wing here saying you're going to keep more people safe by keeping them with their shelter in place type of model. Now, I was listening to John Moore. He was filling in for Hagman the other day, Doug Hagman. And he was dumping all this stuff. And this, you see this all over the place. Tom Horn's book, Wormwood. A lot of people, Paul Begley, you know, kind of Bible prophecy guy on big YouTuber. They're all talking about these asteroids, okay, coming in. John Moore's talking about at the end of the year, December, January. Okay, so, you know, you got the book of Revelation prophecies about the wormwood and basically a big millstone being cast into the sea and turning the waters into bitter. And, you know, the word wormwood means Chernobyl in Russian and so forth. And so you got a lot of interesting angles here where a lot of them are saying that to keep people inside when these asteroids are coming and so forth and so on. You know, there's so much out here. A lot of people are talking about this, that this wave of infections, let's say, that there's a much deadlier strain or a much deadlier bioweapon coming on the heels of this. And this is something to kind of keep in mind. Everybody's talking about this, just this so many trillion dollars. For anybody says $2 to $6 trillion, they just of helicopter money they're throwing at everybody. And, you know, we all have heard the horror stories of where all the money's going, all the little, you know, pork projects of everybody and so forth. But that this is, we're not coming back from this. Everybody's talking about this is going to collapse the country and so forth and so on. All right. Ken, get clip six ready. I mean, I'm seeing people basically before Targets and all these stores open, there's people now here in my area that are basically showing up to wait in line so they can be first to wait in line, I guess, to get certain things, toilet paper and certain food items. I mean, it's very fascinating how at one kind of event has turned the grocery industry on its head. And so now you have a hoarder mentality. So there's a paradigm shift that has happened in the sheeple out here, these buffoons that we live around, okay? Now they've all been spooked. So now we've seen all the horror stories, couples coming in and taking the entire meat section and filling their carts up and thinking it's funny, and then they're getting death threatened and all this. People, the moron class we live around here in the United States, everybody's just like they flipped and everybody wants to be a prepper all of a sudden. And so there's people with their whole garages calling into talk radio programs, talking about their whole garages filled with toilet paper. It's like, you jerk. So now you got people that have run out and they can't find it. And because you wanted to be that guy or that lady and just fill up your whole freaking garage with toilet paper. I mean, this is America, though. This is the ugly American. And this is why, you know, you look around at your fellow countrymen and you're like, you know what? We deserve what we got coming. And a lot of us, you know, we're just caught in the mice trap here, and we're not that person, but it still sucks to watch these idiots out here. Let's see here. You know, you're seeing all this outlet malls. Remember we talked about the outlet malls way back in 2016 with the Jade Helm on this broadcast and a bunch of other people's, and the design of the outlet mall with the towers and how easily these could be converted into holding facilities. Do you guys remember this? Like years ago, we were talking about this, and then people had done, you know, side by sides with internment camps and how these jerks had built all these freaking outlet malls. And they perfectly resemble a very easily converted guard towers and all the rest of it. Just go to your, you know, Bing or Google Images and type in any city and just type in outlet mall. And you look at all the towers and the way that they've designed all these damn things. It's just, you know, insane. So we've got our ready-made camps all over the place in these suburban, somewhat urban, but a lot of it is suburbia, outlet malls. TARP 2.0. Okay. Remember the TARP bailouts and everybody got their little check from Bush? Remember that? So now we got TARP 2.0 under Trump, another Republican, just so happens. And I'm just being an equal opportunity kind of critic here. Okay. So remember your Republican National Committee logo. Look at your elephant. You got your three upside-down pentagrams. Just wanted to bring that up. For all you people who think the Republican Party is going to save you. Now you get this TARP 2.0 and just helicopter money going to all kinds of sick people. Dr. Benjamin Rush. You know, they sent myself a note, one of our founding fathers. Dr. Benjamin Rush warned about loss of medical freedom over 200 years ago. Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. So that's the allopath over the homeopath. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medical freedoms as well as religious freedom. Okay. And then now we're seeing Bill Gates behind the scenes. He steps down from Berkshire Hathaway, steps down from Microsoft, and now he's pumping this digital quantum tattoo so you can prove that you got your little COVID-19 vaccine. Isn't that nice? Benjamin Rush, remember that, folks, because... You know, and I talked about this since I came on the air, that the biological warfare angle, the virus angle is going to – I looked at it and I was like, yep, you got nuclear, you like biological, you got economic collapse on its own. But the biological really ties everything together, doesn't it? So – and then let's go to – Let's roll clip 6. Go ahead and roll that.
This is Dabu 7. We have Trump signing yet another executive order, and this time, huge move here, calling up to 1 million different reserve military personnel in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard. All because of this COVID-19 outbreak. So now all of a sudden, 1 million of our people are going to be out here for what they say is up to 2 years. It cannot exceed 24 consecutive months. They're saying that the Secretaries of Defense and Homeland Security, which is in charge of the Coast Guard units not subordinated to the Navy, are now authorized to order individual members and units of the Ready Reserve under their jurisdiction, and they can bring them into active duty. So they're saying they don't expect this, per all the terminology, to exceed 1 million troops, and they can't be there in active duty for 2 years. So they could switch them out and rotate like we've seen them do around the globe, but this is a huge amount of troops, a 1 million man army, if you will, being called up by executive order. I'm going to tear into this and break down some of the other details on the live stream. Make sure to join us 9 p.m. Eastern as I go live and all the exclusive live
streams. You can stop it there. And so Ken sent me this earlier, and we're coming up on break, but you see in this 10 days of darkness thing floating around starting April 1st, and then you get, and Ken's talking about he's hearing 3 days of darkness imminent. No phone calls or internet service, arrests, afterwards 8-hour program running on all media explaining what has happened and why, running 3 times a day. Power should be staying on. I suppose emergency broadcast system will be used. Will it happen? I hope so. So everybody's talking about basically there's going to be a time of, let's just say, internet deprivation while the patriots in the Q kind of circles are going to be running operations against the traitors, the New World Order gang, and so forth. I'm very, let's just say, I'm totally on the fence with this. I don't put all my eggs in a basket like this. Would it be nice to see a bunch of these people go down? Sure. But do I think it's going to happen? I'm very skeptical, but we shall see. We'll be right back. Cindy Radio on RPN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Subsidiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiaryquencher.chatango.com, hoolisblog.blogspot.com, whoolisblog.blogspot.com, archived there, in the morning commercial free. You know, I was thinking about these Deagle projections, deagle.com. This virus isn't enough, but all the machinations these bastards are doing surrounding the doom porn with it to cause basically the kind of civil unrest, you know, the goofy stuff. you know, Dave Hodges had an article up. Basically, the virus is only the beginning. All right. And it gets into, you know, basically 65 largely fits the stereotype of a beer drinking, overweight, sedentary, and ignorant person who sits on the couch drinking Bud Light, watches CNN when he votes, which is rare. He does so based on name recognition. This kind of an American is a testament to the failed policies of No Child Left Behind and Common Core. Well, it was way before that. I was getting indoctrinated into dumb, you know, goofy collectivist Marxist ideas, and that was way back in the 70s. Most of these people can't find London on a map. 55% cannot name the vice president, as the people are not only totally ignorant about their world, when the new reality finally takes hold, this group will change America forever, as they will be acting out of sheer panic. Just look at the toilet paper issue. Imagine what will happen when their kids cannot get food to eat. Mark my words, when this collective becomes aware that everything they own has been stolen over a virus, they're going to go from 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds. When the food shortages begin to appear next month, the gangsters will not only be a dangerous group in the streets. America right now has the potential to turn into Bosnia during their 1992-93 civil war. And then he says you can thank a Democrat, blah, 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 blah. Well, you can thank a whole lot of Republicans, too. These, you know, the neoconservative wing, okay? But we have to think about the Bosnia, the whole thing with that whole civil war with Serbia and Bosnia and that area of the Balkans. Well, you read a lot of stuff about barter and how very simple things became very, let's just say, valuable. Can of sardines, toilet paper, bottle of booze, pack of cigarettes. This is the currency when these things happen. Now, a lot of people are prognosticating doom with the supply chain, and we're never going to see, the life's never going to go back to any kind of normalcy, blah, 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 blah. Well, a lot of the same people have been wrong about a lot of the same, you know, previous prognostications. And so you can't, you know, I've been getting caught up in this stuff since hell. I remember watching Jack Van Impe and Hal Lindsey and all these characters back in the 90s and saying that everything was going to collapse and we were going to be under martial law, mark of the beast. Then, I mean, we're closer. Don't get me wrong. We're closer to this becoming a reality. But at the same time, you got to remain calm and methodical and not get caught up in hysteria like these other clowns around you are. Okay. And look, you're going to have to prepare for the eventuality that you might have to hurt other people, because you're going to have to protect the things that you have that are going to sustain you and your loved ones. And there's nothing, there's no sin involved in this. Okay. Anybody that tries to tell me that, it's some sort of a sin when you've got marauders running around the streets of your neighborhood or whatever to, bust a cap in one of them, I'm going to say, look, I disagree. You know, the Bible talks about the women being ravished and all these things about what happens when, you know, things go south, and, you know, you got to do your part and try to protect the innocent. And there's no shame in that. So let's see here. You know, people are really, with Biden's meltdown, people are really, you know, and I got to give it to Rents and others. They called it as soon as Trump was freaking elected, selected, whatever you want to say. They said Hillary was coming back. And with Biden, I mean, this guy, it's real bad. And so I was listening to a talk radio program. I can't remember which one it was, but they were going back into the Babylon working with Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard and all of that, and this child that was produced. And, you know, they're talking about Hillary Clinton being this entity. because Parsons in his writings talked about this entity being called Hilarion. Okay, Hilarion, of course, Hillary, and so people are tying. It was actually Tom Horn and Steve Quayle and these guys, who, you know, I follow kind of that stuff just to see where they're at on a pretty constant basis. But they got back into the Jack Parsons Hilarion in this book. Tom Horn's got coming out called Shadowland. He kind of says he goes deep into some of that dark esoteric stuff. So all over the place on the queue, people on videos and stuff with this adrenochrome. I mean, this thing is getting the white rabbit adrenochrome, spiked Wuhan doses for all these elites and so forth. I mean, that's becoming like really, really out there to a lot of people. De Blasio, the New York City Health Commission, and all these people, you know, they're the ones throwing Trump under the bus now for not acting. But these are the same people that said, don't be scared of the virus, go out and celebrate the Lunar New Year and blah, 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 blah. I mean, these people have no shame. They got De Blasio in tweets and the New York City Health Department in tweets and on live TV where they're talking about, oh, don't let this. If you don't go out and celebrate the Lunar New Year, you're racist, basically is what they were saying. And now they've done just as they always do in the Alinskyite fashion. They just flipped the script and now Trump's the devil because he didn't act fast enough. Just like Cuomo. He's basically puts New York City on a severe lockdown. Trump talks about basically maybe quarantining the area to keep people from moving to other parts of the country. And Cuomo's like, oh, it's unconstitutional. It'll be civil war and blah, blah, blah. And then people are, you know, in Florida are talking about it. So it's like you're setting up roadblocks all over the place for people moving between various states, Alabama and so forth. But you let the flights keep coming in from all over the country, New York and everywhere else. And so you're not serious about stopping this thing. And that's why a lot of people have really moved on to this thing where they think it's a live exercise. Okay, so Global Research has got an article up from a few days ago. Basically, let's see. And this is from the 21st. Mike Pompeo admits COVID-19 is a live exercise. Trump retorts, I wish you would have told us. Okay. And you can find this. You should have let us know. All right. And so up on Henry Mankow, there's a couple articles. Coronavirus is another live drill. All right. There's no question that this is a simulation gone live with the event 201, of course, at least in the West. Come on, folks. They're telling you to your face. Pompeo referred to it as a live exercise. He refused to deny it was a hoax. They want us to know. That's why Google relaxed its censorship. They want us to be complicit in our own enslavement. Okay? 9/11, Sandy Hook, Parkland, Las Vegas, Paris, Nice, Aurora, Colorado, San Bernardino, Orlando. We let them think they could get away with anything. Jason Goodman of Crowdsource the Truth demonstrates that the coronavirus is a massive drill gone live, which, if true, exposes the entire ruling class as liars and traitors. Well, we already knew this. But then Jim Stone had up talking about this Elmhurst Hospital, okay? Last week, New York Times and ABC ran a terrifying story in a 24-hour period this week, over a dozen coronavirus patients died at Elmhurst in Queens, New York, as multiple medical workers inside the public hospital told ABC News they were overwhelmed treating hundreds of COVID-19 patients. Well, Jim Stone's talking about, here it is, the semi-truck bay at Elmhurst Hospital, New York, which is the supposed epicenter for corona. Why the F are they lining up bodies out on the streets for other than a show? On Street View, you can look right in there and see the loading bay. Why are they loading the bodies into semis from the sidewalk? It's called a dog and pony show, folks. Fact, the bodies are loaded in the truck, in this truck bay. Anything else fronted in the media is for public consumption by drooling mouth breathers. New York has 50 semi trailers for hauling an average of 421 bodies a day. They are not loaded and offload it on the sidewalk. No one ever does that with a semi. It backs into the bay. And so I mean, there's all this conflicting stuff. Coronavirus is a fraud from yesterday. This is the biggest public hoax since 9/11. After 9/11, we had architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. Now we have physicians and experts for coronavirus truth. Medical professionals describe just how COVID-19 is the seasonal flu sexed up. Okay. This coronavirus contrived panic exposes the establishment players for the traitors they are. Okay. Now look, I'm just putting this stuff out here. Now let's see here. I want to do some Rick Wiles real quick. Okay. Well, no. Hey, Kent, I want to do Fauci real quick. Now, remember, as soon as I saw this Fauci character, I called him out as a Jesuit. You remember that a few weeks and weeks ago? Now, listen, Dr. Pechenik was just on Alex Jones the other day, and we're going to listen to Dr. Steve Pechenik talking about Dr. Fauci. Go ahead and play clip one.
As you and I know, Alex, I said months ago, I had it in January. I had the virus. There was no question it was a coronavirus. And more importantly, I said it on your show that I used erythromycin and amin to cure my pneumonia after 7 days. Guess what happened? Fauci says, and Fauci trained me at Cornell, and I like Fauci. But Fauci, unfortunately, is a very strong Jesuit follower. In other words, he's more Catholic than the Pope. He's a great theoretician. He was a great epidemiologist. But in the real world, Tony has never left NIH after 40 years. And Tony will probably leave soon. I'm glad he helped out Trump. But I agree with Trump. And I've always agreed with the notion that he has the instincts to bring us back to our business. The business of America is business. It does not shut down for any epidemic. It does not shut down for the coronavirus.
It doesn't shut down if Martians attack, because that's our lifeblood. We can't shut it down.
I've been in the polio epidemic of New York. I saw kids having polio. I was involved in
all
kinds of...
All right, go ahead, stop it there. And look... There's a lot of nefarious crap going on. I'm just going to put it this way. Ken, let's get 7 queued up. While we've all been locked in our domiciles, some things have been going on, and this is how they do it. We know how they do it. Let's go ahead and roll 7.
Then, lo and behold, I find out that while all of us were locked in our houses, Trump signed 5G and beyond. H.R. 2881. Wonder how Q and the Trumpeteers are going to write this one off. How are they going to deflect this one? Secure 5G and Beyond Act of 2020, signed by your wonderful president, on 3/23, the day that the house arrests began, was it not? Final bill enacted, signed by the president, 3/23. This is going to be our thumbnail for this video. Now you guys know why I have no patience. We're going to screen capture this. I can't even believe the gall. It's because people are enabling him. March 23rd, the final bill enacted and signed by the president. Let's capture this. Unbelievable. Now we're going to read this bill. Some people believe that this has already been passed. Let's see. Let's read this. H.R. 2881 is a bill in the United States Congress. Bill must be passed by both the House and the Senate, and then signed by the President to become law. Well, the President just signed it. It's a law. pass the House, pass the Senate. Pass the House on March 4th. Pass the Senate on March 4th. Pass the House on March 11th. So all this run-up to the house arrest, the scare, all of this, and this is what they were doing behind our backs. Unbelievable. So,
all right, you can stop that there. So, you know, this needs to get fleshed out some more. I just ran across this tonight when I was digging around, and, you know, I don't know what Robert David Steele and everybody else is going to say about this. Now, some people were going to say, some people, and I remember way, way back when Jeff from Idaho was calling in, that basically our 5G was going to be a white hat 5G. And the Huawei 5G from the CCP was the bad news and so forth and so on. And we all know the tie-in with cranking up the 5G in Wuhan and all that stuff. So a lot of speculation on that, where the people were just dropping dead, flopping around, and that was the 5G cranking and targeting people and so forth and so on. So let's do a little Rick Wild stuff, shall we? Ken, get clip three ready. We're going to start at 3:14, and then we'll let it play a little bit. Be prepared to pause it, though, because, I mean, it gets pretty deep. You know, Rick Wild rubbed me the wrong way when he said he'd support Bernie Sanders just because of his you know, alleged paradigm on the Palestinians. And he'd, you know, try to get some White House press credentials and so forth. And it still kind of makes me kind of leery seeing it. True News got to go all over the world with the White House, Davos and all this. And other people can't get press credentials that are a lot more milquetoast. It's just weird. But let's roll clip three where we started.
A report from Reuters, and it tells us that the economic conditions of the United States are slowing down because of the restrictions. Let's watch this.
Empty streets and empty shops in cities around the world. Now the impact on the global economy is starting to show, and it could hardly look worse. Tuesday saw closely watched flash purchasing managers' indexes published. From Australia to Europe, they posted record falls. The composite index for the Eurozone plunged to a record low 31.4 this month, from February's 51.6. That's by far its biggest one-month drop since records began in 1998. And it's way below the 50-point mark that signifies economic expansion. German and French services among the sectors to see record contraction. Index compiler IHS Markit says the figures point to a collapse in the region's GDP approaching double-digit percentages. Another survey out Tuesday showed Britain's economy shrinking at a record pace, faster even than during the 2008 global financial crisis. It was a similar story in the US, where the composite index hit a record low just above 40. Later in the week, attention will turn to US jobless claims numbers. Analysts forecast they could jump by as much as 4 million. Central banks around the world have already responded with massive monetary stimulus. But many economists say governments will need to be equally bold. Right now, though, a US stimulus plan remains stalled in the Senate.
Well, I want to move on to what President Trump said today, because he held a town hall meeting on Fox News Channel today. And the president said that he wants America reopened for business by Easter. That's only about 3 weeks away. And the entire presentation to me personally just sounded surreal. Like, I'm trying to figure out where is this guy coming from? What is he thinking that he can himself defy a virus that is killing thousands of people around the world? And because he doesn't like it, the virus is going to leave the USA and go someplace else. I want to put up on the screen the the article that the Daily Mail in London published immediately after the conclusion of the press conference. There you see it right now. The Daily Mail London. I won it over by Easter. Donald Trump says the U.S. doesn't shut down for deadly flu and defies doctors' advice that millions could die if he pushes ahead with getting America back to business. The article went on to say, President Donald Trump on Tuesday argued that thousands die every year from the flu and the United States doesn't shut down the economy, adding that he wants the guidelines he put in place to stop the spread of the coronavirus over by Easter. The president said, quote, we lose thousands and thousands of people a year to the flu. We don't turn the country off. I'd love to have it open by Easter. I would love to have it open by Easter, he said again. It's absolutely surreal that the president is talking like this and his cabinet is standing by, quietly nodding in agreement and pretending that they believe this stuff. Doc Burkhardt, Edward Zoll, you guys were there. You watched it today with me. What were your thoughts as you heard the president saying these things today?
Well, I'll jump in first here and just say that, you know, I was like, let's just get things moving. Let's get the economy going. Let's, make sure that we get everybody to work. But if you had the flu yourself, Rick, and you went to your doctor and your doctor told you, oh, don't worry about that. Just, you know, I don't even need to check you or anything. Just go on back to work. If you start feeling bad, then come on back in. Donald Trump also made the comparison to car accidents as well. He says we have thousands of people that die in car accidents every year and we don't ban cars. And I agree with him. We don't. But we regulate every aspect of vehicle manufacturing. We require seat belts. We require airbags. You know, the tires have to be a certain size. You know, there's so many aspects to protecting people driving cars. Basically, you know, you can't make the same comparison there. You can't say, well, just go drive your car because it's got a lot of defective things on it. No, you don't want anyone doing that. You don't want anyone driving a defective car. That's why there's a role for the government in managing these situations like this. But it just seems like the priority, Rick, is we got to get this, got to get everybody back to work while the rest of the world is shutting down for a couple weeks.
Did it seem surreal to you?
Yes.
All right, we shall be back after the top of the hour break. And we're going to let that play a little bit more on the other side. It gets crazy.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.